Hey, Alex here, and you're tuned into another episode of the Market Adventures podcast, where I take you on my journey to financial freedom through the stock market. And I also teach you a few things on the way to make your journey a lot less painful. I hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. I really hope you had an amazing time, and I want to let you know that this week is going to be really crazy. I have a feeling about this. I mean, we sold off big time, I think the last four trading days. So we know that this week is going to be exciting. We're either going to go up and find some relief, or we're going to sell off some more. So let's take a look at what we do when we're losing on a stock or options trade. I mean, I hope you never lose. I know I definitely lose, but I hope you never lose. But that's not realistic. So let's find out the options that we have when we do start losing on a trade. Stay tuned. Okay, so we're here to talk about when to sell on a losing trade. Now, that can be tough. In my opinion, I think it's the toughest part of investing and trading in stocks or options or really anything. Admitting that you're wrong sucks. Options can be especially tough to sell because it happens so fast and it hurts so much. It hits our ego. It hits the underpinnings of our passion for whatever it is we're doing. It really knocks at that foundation because nobody likes to admit they're wrong. And when it comes to money, you don't really have to admit you're wrong because the loss of that money will tell you that you're wrong. So it's really hard to sell it or leave a losing position. An example of that would be the meme stocks as of late. I know even friends of mine and family members of mine who want to sell their Dogecoin, but they won't sell it until they get back to the price that they bought it at, which was on the high. So I know firsthand that it's hard. So I'm going to tell you a story that happened recently. It happened last week. I was getting my hair done. It was the most painful retwist ever. I mean, I literally had to pop some Tylenol later that evening just because I didn't want to be in pain when I moved my eyebrows, right? I moved my eyebrows, you know, made any kind of facial expression. It pulled the skin and it pulled my scalp and it hurt. Anyways, while I was in the chair, I was looking at my trade that I was already down on from the day before the big sell-off. And I decided that if the market opened higher and my play got a little bit of life back, that I would hold on to the contract. Then some news came out that took away any bullish energy that there was in the market. I mean, just it deflated everything. And the little air that lifted my play out of the grave in the morning was let out in a hot second. And the market plummeted all day. And my play fell even faster because it was an options play, right? My options move much faster. Now, if you don't know much about options, go back and listen to some of my episodes on options. I've done about four or five of them. Just take a listen. You'll get an understanding. But options, in a shorthand, right? Options move faster and lose value faster than underlying stock. So as I watched my account value fall, I began to fall victim to what's been called hopium. It's a combination of opium, which is a drug, an addictive drug, and hope, which is, well, hope. Now, hopium is a drug that beginner traders use to keep them in positions that they otherwise should not be in. Having a trading plan, a solid trading and investing plan, keeps you off of that drug. But I can't lie, I wasn't trying to exit the play. You know, for whatever reason, I really wanted to stay in that play. Eventually, that hopium that I had faded, thank God, and I exited the play. The loss was bigger than I needed to be, but I was able to preserve my account balance for another day. I made a very small loss. So anyway, let me answer the question, because now that I've given you that kind of like backstory to let you know that it happens to me too. I've been doing this for a while. I have a trading plan. I know what I need to do, and it still happens to me. It happens to anyone. So let me answer that question, right? When to sell when you're losing on a stock or options trade. You have three scenarios. One, your trading plan that you made from the very beginning tells you to sell, right? Meaning if you decided that you're willing to take a dollar loss on the stock, which equates to however many shares you have times one, obviously, then you've determined that if it gets to a dollar, you're out. Right? If it goes past a dollar, you've already violated your rule, you're out. That's your plan. That's how you're supposed to trade, with a plan. You admit you're wrong, You get out and you move on to the next trade. That's a beautiful way to trade. Now, the second scenario is the entire market changes, right? We should all be making our investment decisions considering the broader market. You don't have to do it on the broader market, but should always keep that in the back of your head. You should always consider it before buying or selling. Now, the market is a living, breathing thing, and the conditions can change at a moment's notice. So even though when you bought the stock or bought the options contract, the setup that you decided to look for was perfect, like to a T, the market changes, everything changes, right? And especially if you bought using technical analysis, if you say you bought because the 8 moving average crossed over the 20 moving average at upside, which is a good reason to buy, it's a good indicator, and then it crosses back to the downside, that's a good reason to get out because the technical reason that got you in has now dissipated, right? So now's the time to get out. So that's an example, right? When the general market changes or whatever reason that you chose, the technical reason or fundamental reason that you chose to enter the trade, if that changes, that's a good reason to get out. And lastly, the third scenario is when you start feeling that hopium, right? When you start hoping that price comes back up, and you're hoping that you can at least break even, right? That's a bad word, right? Breaking even, get out. Hoping to break even is an emotional trap, right? It's a waste of mental energy and emotional energy. You could be better using that energy you're wasting looking for another opportunity. But instead, you're stuck in the same opportunity that has gone from an opportunity to denial, right? Knowing that it's a bad trade, it's a bad position to be in, right? You've now missed out on an opportunity to find something else, right? So there you have it. You know, everyone loses on trades. Even Cathie Woods and all those big money movers, they all lose on trades. But losing and being a loser are two different things. On that trade that I described that I was in last week, I was being a complete loser. I mean, I wasn't thinking at all. I was just so emotional. I was clinging on to that hopium. I didn't want to get rid of the trade for no apparent reason. And it dragged on for entirely too long. I'm glad I eventually got out. I didn't take a complete loss. But I guess I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't stick to my plan, right? So keep those three exit criteria in mind the next time you begin losing on a trade. Follow your plan and set your mental stop loss. You can set a physical stop loss if you want as well using, you know, whatever trading platform you have. If the market conditions change or the technical reasons for taking the trade that initially begin to change or reverse, it's time to go. And if you feel your heart rate pick up and you're hoping that something can change so you can at least break even on the investment, get out. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. And if you enjoy the content I have in this show, make sure you share it with two of your best friends. Right? Better yet, share it to your socials, right? Share it to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you're most active. I love doing this show for you, bringing you either news, investing strategies, and more every single week. All I want from you is your success and for you to share this show so we can grow as a community. So let's make some money this week. Go to marketadventures.co and check out the blog I posted this weekend. It's all about how to save, and this specific strategy that I use may change your life when it comes to saving. Good luck trading today. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.